Last time we had discussed about how God created man. There are three components. The first one is what? From the dirt. We call it body, right? And he breathed into his nostrils. That is what? The spirit. And when the spirit and the dirt put together, then there's a new creation. It's called soul. That is you. That represents you. And from verse 8, after that creation, God put him in Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden. That is a place with boundary. So man will find his position within this boundary. And he will also find the purpose for his life. Within this boundary, he got protection. And this place is what we call home. This is the God-blessing unit. God-blessing is always come upon a family because that is in his heart. So we know God provided the place. Not only provide him the place, but also God provide him food, all kinds of supply, the provision. So you can tell Adam must enjoy a lot of salad. That's a menu he only get. Hopefully, I hope Lord will provide him all kinds of dressings. And in the garden, there is a tree of life. This is the second time that the Bible ever mentioned about life. So the first time is where? God breathes what? The life, the breath of life. So Adam received the breath of life. And life, if we want it to continue, life is dynamic. That is its status. And it needs to continuously changing and progressing. Because life, if you want to continue to sustain, you need to receive continuous supply and feeding. So life can be strong and healthy and mature. So there's a tree of life. So God provide a place, and also God provide the supply. So you may ask, who built up family? Who is the initiator? God. So we need to learn that our family is God. He himself want to build. He got the desire. He want to build a family. And then he start to tell Adam. He took the man and put it into the Garden of Eden and asked him to work it and take care of it. See, some people maybe got some concept about heaven. Heaven is a place that you can do whatever you want. You are free. You got a bunch of freedom. So you don't need to work. Is that true? You can just play the video game all day long, texting all day long, doing nothing, just be as lazy as you can. But this is the picture of heaven. God told Adam, you work it and take care of it. So we need to see the picture that once we get into heaven, there's a lot of work. But in heaven, once you work with rejoice. That's different. So God provides everything, all the provision from God. So they will definitely follow the rule. Is it fair? That should be fair, right? Otherwise, we will say a person is taken for what? Granted. So privilege always come by obligation. Right always follow by responsibility. Grace always followed by obedience. Freedom, always followed by order. This is just like a railway, two rails to keep the train on the right track. Only one rail, then we will go out of bound. Let me talk to young men and women. Your parent gave you a room. Do you take good care of it? You only want right, but no obligation. This is not a picture of heaven. Have you ever taken a garbage can in and out from your house? All you want is rights, but no responsibility. That's not fair. That's totally not fair. Even Adam, God set up the rule, and he got to follow. And God told him that you shall not eat that tree of knowledge of good and evil. Otherwise, you shall what? Die. You shall die. And this is the first time ever God bring death to Adam. What is the meaning of death in Bible? Absolutely. It's a separation from the absolute eternity. See, I've been in and out of prison for many, many times as a pastor. Scare you, huh? And I met quite a few prisoners. And I walked through a huge crowd of prisoners. In prison, except execution, ultimate price. Other than that, the prisoners, the most worried or afraid is what they call solitary isolation. They will put some very bad behavior prisoner in one cell. Inside there is completely cut off, maybe for 1 day or 2 days, no contact with any other human. Sometimes they turn off the light, no light inside. They only feed them one meal a day. They just slide through the door, and that's it. Within there, later you'll start to sense your breathing. And even later, you will start to listen to your heartbeat. And that's it. Nothing at all. That is separation. And that's scared to death for those prisoners. So young man, you say, separation is not a big deal. Let me show you why you always try to plug it in. When you go to the airport, you try to plug in the computer or laptop. When you sit idle, you plug into your MP3, your iPhone, your iPad. Why you continue to plug in and plug in? Because you want to be what? Connected. You are so much afraid about isolation. You allow those singers to just keep on singing those songs to you, so you feel, I'm connected. I'm not alone. I'm not isolated. Deep inside your heart, you do afraid of separation. See, cut off relationship. Even Jesus came to this world. He's almighty. He's God himself. He can handle everything, but only one thing he cannot handle. When he was nailed to the cross, all our sins, you and I, yours and mine, just fall upon himself. At that moment, the Father God separated from him. That's why on the cross, he cried out, Elohim, Elohim. Lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? he also scared to death about separation. See, in hell, there is only one song you can sing. My God, why have you forsaken me? I hope they put a nicer tune. Otherwise, you're going to be boring. Continuous singing this song. Even Son of God, he cannot handle this separation. That is so serious, God told Adam, the day you eat, you shall surely die. You're going to separate with me, from me, separate from me, no longer intimate relationship. There is no meaningful fellowship. See, when Jesus go to prayer, he always called my Father. But on that moment at the cross, he didn't call out, my Father, why have you forsaken me? But he called out, my God. No longer he will see a kind Father, but he see the God, the judge. That make a difference. See, God provide everything for Adam, a place, a home, the food, the supply, everything. So surely he can set up the rule. He set up two responsibilities for Adam. The first one, job. You got to work. You got to take care of it. That's your job. The secondly, the leadership, the spiritual leadership for Adam. Because you shall obey what I have said. This is what we call spiritual leadership. God gave this order to whom? To whom? To Adam, right? See, that is the reason we can explain why men different from woman. Once a man lost his job, got laid off, that impact is dramatically other than woman. Woman may say, well, you know, just a job, I'll get one later. But once man got laid off, deep inside him, that is too much. He even feel guilty. Why? Because the order already set from the Adam. You need to take that responsibility. You are the one to feed the family. You need to provide the bread on the table. So men take that as you have to take care of that. And secondly, God gave him the responsibility of leadership. You need to be the leader of the family. Go through all the statistics, different country, different race, different culture. The lifespan for man and woman, which one is shorter? Woman, have mercy upon your husband. He got the responsibility to respond back to God, and you doesn't want to follow, then surely that will reflect in the statistics. That's true. After these set up, Adam received. What happened after God created the man? What happened? The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden. Then after the thing, the family, the house, the place, the job, everything, responsibility, then verse 18 said, the Lord God said, it's not good. It's not good. Who said that? God said that. Let's roll back a little bit about our history. The very first day, God said light. He said, the end of that day, God said what? Good, right? The second day, the air. the end of that day, God said what? Good. The third day, the vegetation, the plant, the end of that day, God said what? Good. The fourth day, the sun, the moon, the star, they got light. The end of that day, God said what? Good. The fifth day, all the creature, animals, the beast, on the surface, in the air, in the ocean, after the completion of that day, God said what? Good. What happened after Adam created? God said, not good. Can you imagine that? God said, not good. We know the end of the sixth day, what God said. The end of the sixth day, after completion, God said what? Very good. Do you understand that? So between five good, and then there's not good, and then there's a very good. What happened? You got it? You got it? Ladies, because of you. Oh, I have received so many complaints from wives. They feel they are small. They were ignored. They are not important. Nobody care. He care. From not good to very good is because of you. Do you know how important you are? If you don't understand this, you're going to make a lot of trouble in your house. You always complain to your husband. You ignore me. Why? Why is that? Because everyone, inside your heart, you look up to, quote, majority. Actually, those majority is very few people surrounding you. But they have a good quality relationship with you. Therefore, what they think, what they say, what they do about you, you regard them very, very important. Those people around your circle, they are your majority. Sometimes at home, your husband is the majority. So you always look up to them. You try to get agreement, concurrence from them. If they support you, you feel great. But if they don't, you feel discouraged. You feel small. Ladies, look up to him. What he said, count. What he said, count for eternity. You are important. You are very, very important. So, after 5 days, after Adam, not good. And God said, who need help? Man or Adam, right? So, help, help. That person should be a weaker, right? It's not a strong one. Who is stronger? Who is weaker? See, woman, you are always fighting against this. Superior, inferior, weaker, stronger. So you're kind of running between this. Look at Adam. He need help, and he didn't know he need help. He's not only weak. He's a little bit what? Dumb. He doesn't know. He need help. He need God to tell him, you need help. Oh, me? Ladies, try to look up to him. Then you know your self-image should be the right one. Not to influence by those what we call pseudo-majority. You are the majority you should look it up is Him, God. He only got one and the only one, but He is the absolute majority. Because He said, it's not good if without you. And then God brought all the creature. Actually, God almost opened the whole universe He created to Adam. Nothing, no one can even suitable for Him. How precious you are, ladies. How precious you are. If you turn your eyes on Him, you will start to appreciate your position in front of Him. See, that make a difference. That make a big difference at your home, in your marriage. Well, we'll get into even better part. Verse 21. Okay. And God let Adam sleep in deep sleep. And then God took one of his ribs. Ladies, this is your position. Rib. God didn't take Adam's head bone, skull. So woman can be high above, proud and arrogant. God didn't take the toe bone or foot sole. So woman can be treaded underfoot or to trample like trash. No, God didn't take from these two locations, but from the chest. Woman, you should understand, this is the position. You can feel his breathing. You can sense his heartbeat. Sometimes you can hear his snoring. You can understand his desire. This is the position. And this is the location of warmth, comfort, protection for you. This is the position. This is the place to embrace, to hug, to cultivate the intimate relationship. Ladies, you will get the most satisfaction at this location. Taiwan richest single woman, Miss Chen. She got a mega enterprise and business, accumulated decent wealth and fame. At her birthday party, a news reporter asked her what she wants most. She simply replied, a nice and warm family and a husband love her. Husband, do you always keep your wife at this position? See, wife, you want to help him at this location. Listen carefully. This location, not a huge space. If you want to help him within this location, not huge space, you need a lot of wisdom from above. Since this is not a very convenient spot, the mode say do whatever you want and wish is not acceptable. It's not capable because the space is limited. You need to help your husband within this range. Hopefully to help him, but not to take over, to assist him, but not to supervise, to support him, but not to twist his arms, to work as a team, but not to pull his legs. This is your position, the place, so your husband can hold you in his arms. And this is a warmth, nice, comfort area. And then God brought her to the man. So we can see from here, God not only provided the place, the food, the supply, and gave the order, but now God brought her to him, or brought them together. Marriage was originated and ordained by God. So everybody need to look at to your marriage very, very seriously. Therefore, prayers and seeking of his guidance is so important. But again, it will result in the most wonderful reward in your life. For young men and women, it's not too early for you to pray about this, about your future spouse. You need to pray to understand God's provision, not just totally based on what your own preference or desire. See, you may look into pseudo-majority, that's media. Those advertisements, they try to picture your wife or your husband should be looked like this way. That's not true. You should look it up to him. Well, for marriage couple, this is not your case. It's too late now. You got to stick with it. But from our side, we are not just like a blind date. We can look it up into that person, their status of spirit, soul, and body. Not just body and appearance. Not just health or wealth. More importantly, we need to know how close that person follow Christ. What relationship among their family members and friends? You will see whomever God prepare for you will be the very best. And when the men see Eve, he almost cried out, say, "This is the bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh." Adam immediately identified Eve. Why is that? Because the two, they share the same life. That life is coming from the Lord. This is the love. This is what the Bible tried to tell us, the love, the agape. See, if husband and wife, they eventually love each other because of spirit, because the spirit is between them, then they can share, enjoy the agape love. For the body, you don't look at the girls. After married 20 years, that body appearance, bye. Maybe some disagree. They say, "I'm still continue to sustain." That's fine, but 20 years is a reasonable number. What left? You may explore into soul. Soul maybe lasts longer, but why not enjoy the eternity that both of you share the same spirit, that agape love? Then you will see even the outside start to fade away, but deep inside actually is more and more fresh. And that is pretty much, we say, just that the taste of the first love. That is true. That is so sure. That is why we always try to encourage the young people that you need to look into the people that we share the same faith. That's very important. And when Adam see Eve with lots of joy, he cried out, "This is the flesh of my flesh, the bone of my bones." But we can see the price. When Adam, his side opened, there came with Eve. But when we saw, when Jesus was on the cross, his side opened too. There came with the church, his bride. So God wants us, through your marriage, you will understand the relationship about Christ and his bride, the church. Then you will be revealed for the spiritual meaning. Why God set the marriage for us? As a matter of fact, he wants us to know even more, deeper about we, church, and the bridegroom. That is why when Paul quote the same verse, say, "Man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one. They will become one." So church and Christ, they will become one. God used our daily life to reveal to us that's something that we may not understand totally. Therefore, we need to rely on him to build up our marriage and family. So through this daily life, simple one, but we will learn what he really wants to tell us. For young men, I would like to tell you to leave parents doesn't mean leave your parents alone. For those people, young students, you want to go to college, you want to take the farthest one. But this means, to leave your parent means to become independent, strong, mature, in spirit, soul, and body. Not try to depend upon your parents. But therefore, we still need to look after our parents, honor them, respect them, take care of them when they become old. It's not an excuse to escape our responsibility. Well, the last verse, they were both naked. Would that thrill? They were naked. See, they were naked, but they were not really naked because they received God's breath of life, that God's image and likeness fulfilled in them, in their body. At that time, light glow coming from their body. So they just like a light object. That is why they were clothed with God's glory. God's glory manifestation coming out from them. And once sin entered their life, that light, that glory gone. And all of a sudden they found what? They were naked. They can see the nakedness. But at that time, it's a perfect God creation upon them, a wonderful marriage, a wonderful family. So God's glory coming out, inside out. So you don't see they're naked, but all you see is light. That is the glory of God. See, Christian, if you truly follow God sincerely, I can tell and I see some Christian, there's a light coming out from their face. Even Moses went to the mountain 40 days. When he came down, the glow coming out from his face. Israel dared not to see him. You can. Your family can. If you allow him, the glory of God will come out from you. That is called preaching gospel. In my life, you already see what God can do. That's called gospel. Hopefully, one day we can turn off the light and we can sit in here and there's full of light. A glorious marriage and family. God truly wants your marriage and family partake his glory, his image and likeness. He set up the path. He showed us how he, God himself, built up this marriage and family. So we got a way to follow. It's not a blank. May Lord continue to guide us. Let's pray. And my prayer will go in the future. The closing prayer, I will ask one of our brother or sister for the conclusion prayer. That makes sure you listen to the sermon carefully. We will let Alice give us the closing prayer.